It was a rainy and cold Friday evening in Juneau, that wet cold that gets in your bones, and yet people still showed up to the community's first ever women and trans skateboarding session. Inside the pipeline in the Mendenhall Valley, music played through a portable speaker, echoing off the graffitied walls. Skateboarders and a few roller skaters glided down ramps in the halfpipe. There were young kids there with the Zach Gordon Youth Center, young adults in their 20s, people who use she, her, they, them pronouns. Sarah Leggett works for Skate Like a Girl, the nonprofit that sponsored the event. She was very happy with how many people showed up.
Yeah, I'm stoked. This is like not at all what I was expecting. Like the parking lot is full and it's kind of shocking.
Sarah Leggett works for Skate Like a Girl, the nonprofit that sponsored the event. Skate Like a Girl aims to create an inclusive community through skateboarding. Normally, they only serve Seattle, Portland, and the Bay Area. But when the pandemic broke out, the nonprofit switched to virtual programming and let Leggett work outside those communities. When outdoor activities became safer, Skate Like a Girl started hosting in-person events again. And since she was in Juneau when this change happened, Leggett was able to bring the program to town. Leggett thinks it is important to have women, trans, and queer visibility in the skateboarding community.
Through Instagram, I started following Skate Like a Girl, Unity Skateboards, all these skater Instagrams, and just got really stoked on it. Finally seeing people that look like me, and I just went to a couple events, and I was like, yeah, this is where I want to be. It's like where I feel the most comfortable in my body.
People of all genders and abilities came to Leggett's event, including young kids who were learning skateboarding for the first time. This isn't how it normally is at the pipeline when she comes to skateboard.
When I come to the park, it's like teenage boys and maybe some dads, but I rarely find a femme-looking person.
For Leggett, skateboarding is more about the community than the skateboarding itself. And seeing people identify similarly to her in that community is important.
You go to the skate park alone as a woman or trans or non-binary, gender non-conforming person, and you just feel so isolated. And so I think it's really nice to have a sense of community, whether you've been skating for 15 years or 3 years, or today's your first day.
Leggett hopes to host future women and trans skate events once a month. And if the weather is nice, she might even have events outside. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.